Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Welcome to this week's edition of Indie Ray. This week it's coming to you from Near FM in Dublin, Ireland, and I'm your host, Neil Farrelly.
When the night is wasted, then you call me around, and I know you're worth it. See, I've been feeling kinda down as the clock struck 1, 2, 3, and the moon. It seems like trouble is in store when you call, but don't you know I love you, babe? I'll give my heart. I know that I should turn away. I'd rather be apart.
That is a great song. That is Side 4 Collective, new track by them called Seems Like Trouble. Side 4 Collective is Dave Hingerty. He has a bunch of collaborations with the Side 4 Collective, including Cathal Coughlan, who recently deceased, was the lead singer with Micro Disney, a band from Cork in Ireland, and Ger Griffin, another member of famous Irish band Roller Skate Skinny. Coming up next, we got a bit of Lunch Machine. This track is called Pipe Dream Graveyard. Track on the way out there is the excellent Lunch Machine with their track Pipe Dream Graveyard, out from their debut EP Pipe Dream Graveyard, a Letterkenny band with a big future in front of them. Next up we have Thousand Beasts, who is a solo producer who collaborates on every one of his tracks, and they are the Beasts. This one is featuring Malachy and it's called Brigitte Bardot.
Why does she make my mind shake? You leg her back to pie and now she's flipping with the pancakes. Man, I'm trying to say goodbye, but she messing with the handshake. What a night for her. Sure.
The way she make my heart shake. Leg it back to mine, now she flipping up the pancakes. I'm trying to say goodbye, but she messing up the handshake. Yeah, what a night for her. The way she make my mind shake. Leg it back to mine, now she flipping up the pancakes. I'm trying to say goodbye, but she messing up the handshake. Yeah, what a night for her. Yeah.
Why you always talk with your mouth? Spit it out, spit it out, spit it out. Why you always fucked on the dance floor? Spin around, spin around, spin around. Brothers doing burnouts on the slip road. It's something about the smell always made you tiptoe. But baby, sip slow, heaven smokes out the window. That's a thing though, boy, cause she said so. She a nympho, it's soft like the wind blows. I was Joe Pesci, she was Robert De Niro. Likes the good fellas, but she's war for the bar bros. Her dad knows that I was trouble from the start. I was short, had a temper, Napoleon Bonaparte. Creating wars in her heart just to fight the battles with the boys in the back. We let the room settle cause this night is ours.
The way she make my mind shake. We leg it back to mine, now she flipping up the pancakes. I'm trying to say goodbye, but she messing up the handshake. Yeah, what a night for her. The way she make my mind shake. We leg it back to mine, now she flipping up the pancakes. I'm trying to say goodbye, but she messing up the handshake. Yeah, what a night for her.
Dumb, man. Yo, we sat down with a plate of pancakes. Yeah. Lit her cigarette. Right. She turned to me and she was like, yo, do you want a drink? I was like, what do you mean, do you want a drink? Of course I'll have a fucking drink or two, darling.
Okay.
So I hopped up, I checked the press.
What'd she say?
When all we had was like Dutch gold or red wine. She went, man, she looked like dead in the eyes. She was just like,
was she back with the Bordeaux?
Red lips like Bridget Bardot. Pardon my French, we were in the car. Whoa, white nose like a narcos. Rom-coms with the blinds down. Now I travel 360 round your neck like a night owl. Leaving red kisses on your body like a lighthouse. You're the keeper, it's a hideout. Hitting deeper, wanna find out how? Yo, plagiarizing Kama Sutra, found it in my wardrobe. Thunder clapping, hitting lightning, we relax by the border. Oh, you bored now? We settle silence with the creak of a doorknob. I'm a freak for the corners in your mind. Stay discreet in the nooks and crannies of our life. Cause really all I need is you and a little bit of wine. If you play your cards right. I know that life ain't easy. Thought I missed my mind. And all the days you teased me. Now I broke your heart. Baby, don't you play the same game as them. I ain't trying to offend, but you fell for some men that would tear through the sheets of the days in this pen. And we're all paper thin, but I'm all. Baby, don't you play the same game as them. I ain't trying to offend, but you fell for some men that would tear through the sheets like the ink in this pen. And we're all paper thin, but I'm all. Baby, don't you play the same game as them. I ain't trying to offend, but you fell for some men that would tear through the sheets like the ink in this pen. Shake, leg it back to mine. Now she flipping up the pancakes. I'm trying to say goodbye, but she messing up the handshake. Yeah, what a night for her. Yeah, the way she make my mind shake. Leg it back to mine. Now she flipping up the pancakes. I'm trying to say goodbye, but she messing up the handshake. Yeah, what a night for her. Yeah, the way she make my mind shake. Leg it back to mine. Now she flipping up the pancakes. I'm trying to say goodbye, but she messing up the handshake. Yeah, what a night for her. The way she make my mind shake. Leg it back to mine, now she flipping up the pancakes. I'm trying to say goodbye, but she messing up the handshake. Yeah, what a night for her. The way she make my mind shake. We leg it back to mine, now she flipping up the pancakes. I'm trying to say goodbye, but she messing up the handshake. Fuck this, what a night for her. Bad day.
Why don't you give a fuck? I'm sticking my fingers up. Yeah. Tell me why don't you give a fuck? I'm sticking my fingers up. We starting a revolution, they keep disrespecting us. This shit is ridiculous, I'm getting so sick of it. We trying to survive, it's like they trying to get rid of us. Tell me why don't you give a fuck? I'm sticking my fingers up. We starting a revolution, they keep disrespecting us. This shit is ridiculous, I'm getting so sick of it. We trying to survive, it's like they trying to get rid of us. Why don't you give a fuck? Why don't you give a fuck? Yeah. Tell me why don't you give a fuck? 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 Ain't holding your city up. I'ma keep it two bands. just like the rent this month. I'ma keep it ten toes, they ain't protecting us. Just singing back and forth like we live on the pendulum. And we ain't expecting much. Is that way too much to ask for? What the fuck a hotel doing on the dance floor? Another lost space for another lost soul. But they confused why we turn up, kicking down the man's door. Yeah, you wonder what we meant for. Ain't do nothing wrong, but we treat it like the asshole. Run us like a joint for a little more cash flow. Feel like trying to keep us down, the only thing you stand for.
Well, all due respect and the most unparliamentary language, fuck you, Deputy Stagg.
Deputy,
the point is, we are screwed as a country because of the wrongdoing of others. I didn't cause the economic mess. I didn't take money from developers or leave them.
Tell me, why don't you give a fuck? I'm sticking my fingers up. We starting a revolution, they keep disrespecting us. This shit is ridiculous, I'm getting so sick of it. We trying to survive, it's like they trying to get rid of us. Why don't you give a fuck? Tell me, why don't you give a fuck? Another day, another homeless youth. They don't wanna expose the truth. Another day, another homeless youth. They don't wanna expose the truth. Another day, another homeless youth. They don't wanna expose the truth. Another day, another homeless youth.
That there is the sound of JFO with the song GAF, which spells gaff, which is Irish slang for home. Talking there about homelessness in Ireland, which is at record levels at the moment. Some conscious rap there from Dublin rapper JFO. Next up, we're going to go for a bit more rap. This time, coming out of Belfast, this is a group called Kneecap who rap Oscuelge, or in Irish as we say, trying to make Irish cool again. And doing a great job. They were a big hit there just before the lockdown and COVID hit. They famously got stranded in New York. They were ready to do some gigs, and then the pandemic hit and everything shut down, and then they had to come home. They've done a few gigs around the place since then, but they are back with this one. This is a new track by them called It's Been Ages.
Oh, it's been ages since we made the front pages. Since Jerry Leonard hiatus, back to annoying cons that hate us. It's back to basics, a scumbag who them shameless. Take more than that to tame us. All your fault cause you made us famous. All your fault cause you made us famous. Sticking our face in your papers, but we get loved by our neighbours. You keep track when you're giving favours. Sad, Curtis Gale go well to jazz. Say the heat it do for last. I change with a Friday do for mass. Change with a Friday do for mass. I handle rudder, hundo last. Needs move out the shinder task. It can't go ruddy, now won't ask. Calling our face and then you're scum. That's enough for the story to run. Sensational headline, that's job done.
Fuck me, it's been ages since my Mickey was contagious. So you thought the kneecap craze was over our back. Keeping diabetic politicians raging. Been a while since cuts were blaming kneecap. No ranting, no raving. It's been no naming or shaming. Time of your rash, your career is saving. Naomi Long, do you need another epidural? All cause we unveiled the mural. Lock Macara, why so cruel? Cause it's been ages. God bless us and save us. Back with a bang and it feels amazing. Going nowhere, we're going places.
Oh, it's been ages since we made the front pages. Since Jerry Leonard hiatus, back to annoying cons that hate us. It's back to basics, a scumbag who them shameless. Take more than that to tame us. All your fault cause you made us famous.
It's father-in-law, oh, with emojis did the cry. New centerpiece telegraph, did you miss us, are you glad? Go well, mud your rash the plan. Visa so gain, it's been class. I can issue shot a mark, it's Lennon glucked. Got clatter and nooked, balls go rocked. Propaganda
machine. Kneecap back all over your screens. Talk fast to Marta V. I can watch Nice Massa wait and see. Cause it's been ages. Controversy won't face us. We hold all the cards in their aces. Try to protect your kids, but they'll hear us.
You'll have the one move when your eyes check a table. Jay Harlem to the kangle chill a cobbler. A girl van one, a true fire on a mile clover. Jay Harley and a shin. Peace of the my jam, way just rock. But I wanna be back in the song day one. So I smack that cunt with the back of my hurt.
I got your paper.
Oh, it's been ages since we made the front pages. Since Jerry Leonard had us, back to annoying cons that hate us. It's back to basics, a scumbag who them shameless. Take more than not the tame, it's all your fault cause you made us famous.
I'm here with Elle from The Gash Collective. So Elle, do you want to tell us a little bit about what The Gash Collective is and why it started?
Yeah, so it's basically a collective and kind of like a platform to help spotlight, I guess, like minority artists. So I include in that women, like non-binary people, the whole LGBTQ spectrum, and also like other marginalized groups. So people of color and other people that just aren't getting a lot of visibility is kind of everyone we try and platform with this. And how it came about was basically, I guess it's 6 or 7 years ago now. It was just basically myself and like lots of other friends of mine, mostly women and LGBTQ people, were kind of had this feeling that like obviously we weren't being very well represented in event lineups, and there was a lot of like discrepancies in the lineups for festivals and like really big events. You're just seeing the same like straight white guys all the time, like the same big names, like very unimaginative bookings, and it was very unfair. And then as well, so that was like one side of it. And then the other side of it was that like a lot of people felt really uncomfortable in these kind of like really, let's say, like macho traditional atmospheres in the music technology sphere as well. So like even trying to break into learning music, music production or DJing, it felt like it wasn't a very inclusive space. So we got Gash Collective together to try and make the space more inclusive. So like to do workshops, to help people get their foot in the door of the music industry, and to do events specializing in people that usually aren't really getting that much visibility in dance music. And that's basically how it started. So it was just kind of like a like-minded group of people, and we were sharing the same sentiment that like we felt we could do something to change the sphere in Ireland for this.
So, since you started, have you noticed a change? Has your initiative worked? Have lineups become more diverse?
I think if we just talk about Ireland, I think definitely like I've noticed a really big change. I think given that Ireland's small, it's possibly easier to get your message across. And I think that a lot of promoters and stuff work together. And I think it was like quite quickly people were taking notice of what we were doing and other similar initiatives, and they did try to make the lineups a bit fairer. So that was really good. And I definitely like when I look at things now, like big festivals in Ireland and, you know, even just club nights in various cities, I think that they're a lot better than they were 7 years ago when we started Gash. I mean, there's always things that can be improved, but I definitely think people are a lot more aware of, let's say, if they have a lineup of the same kind of heads that would be always playing and there's not that much diversity, I think people do look at the lineups a bit more seriously now, and they're like, okay, well, what can we do to fix this? You know, how can we improve this situation? So I think it has definitely gotten a bit better, yeah.
Well, I'm a straight man.
Yeah.
So, and I want to put on a gig, and I have a couple of straight male friends who are also play, so we want to put on a gig together.
Yeah.
How can we make that more diverse? I mean, it sounds simple to just, I suppose, it is just as simple as book people from different backgrounds, but it feels like you don't want it to be a gesture, a token gesture, like you were talking about. So, like, yeah. How do you kind of navigate that space between wanting to improve the diversity of your lineups and not just booking people for token gesture kind of thing? Like, it's kind of a difficult thing to navigate. Do you have any advice around that? Like,
yeah, absolutely. Well, I think like the big difference is, I mean, it's one thing if you're just doing a once off or maybe even twice off gig with your mates and it's just about, you know, you want to play music together. I think that's a bit different. But I think it's like people who are running club nights regularly, let's say monthly or whatever it is, or festivals too, and they just book the familiar faces, like their inner circle, and it's the same faces all the time. I mean, that's very easy to do that. Like, it's very simple to go onto, I don't know, Instagram or Resident Advisor or whatever it is and see who's getting the most likes or whatever defines your club night, I don't know, and to just pick those top names, or whether it's your mates or whatever. But I mean, I think long term, first of all, it's not very imaginative, and second of all, like, it's also not very interesting for the punters to just see the same people all the time. And then it comes to also, like, you know, you're kind of limiting the audience as well because of the visibility issue. Like, it's hard for people to relate when they don't see people like them playing as well. Do you know what I mean? So I think, I think you just have to cast a wider net. And I think definitely something that I found really helpful with Gash Collective is, like, asking people, literally, I just ask people for recommendations, like people who I know who DJ. I'm like, okay, well, like, most of your mates must DJ as well. Like, is there anyone going under the radar here that I don't know about? Or everyone knows someone who maybe is a fantastic musician but is just doing it in their bedroom. And I think it's just to literally ask people. I think that really helps. It sounds so obvious, but you just ask your friends and ask your friends of friends, or like, okay, do you know anyone? Or like, have you heard of anyone doing something really amazing that would, like, love a platform here? And then, of course, there's the more obvious things like going through mixes on SoundCloud, keeping an eye on maybe people who are doing interesting radio mixes, stuff like that, using social media. I think all these things can help. And then also sometimes just like unsolicited reaching out to people. Maybe someone's posted something, you don't know them at all, and just shoot them a message and say, hey, I'm actually programming this gig and I'd love to have you play. Or maybe you might know someone. I think, like, these things sound so obvious, but it's actually, I have found it to be one of the best ways to find new people to platform and to make things more diverse. Because if you're just keeping things to your inner circle the whole time, it's just, you're just going around in a circle, you know what I mean? It's always going to be a bit of a dead end.
As well as the gigs and the DJ workshops, you also have released a compilation this week, Gash Tracks Volume 2. Do you want to tell me a little bit about how that came together?
Yeah, so basically, so kind of like I said with Programming Nights, I literally was just reaching out to people. So some people that I knew that made tracks or like were kind of bedroom producers, and then some people that I knew were DJs and I had no idea if they wrote music, and then some people who I knew that were kind of tapped into different music scenes, and I was literally asking them, like, do you have any mates that are doing interesting stuff that aren't on my radar? So that was kind of how it came about. But what was interesting was, like, when we started Gash 7 years ago, I mean, we often spoke like, oh, wouldn't it be great to do a compilation? And there just weren't the producers there in Ireland at the time who were willing to give tracks. Like, they didn't exist. I mean, and if they did exist, it was an environment that they didn't feel comfortable putting themselves out there in. And it was something that came back time and time again in workshops. People were like, oh yeah, like, I just don't feel so confident about my productions, or I don't think I'm good enough. And then we did the first Gash Tracks compilation a couple of years after that. I can't remember what year that came out now. Was it 2020, okay, yeah. And it took ages. So the tracks must have been there from 2019. And then because we pressed the record and it had loads of delays, I think it came out in 2020. I think that was 4 or 5 tracks. And it was really hard to get those 4 or 5 tracks together. Like, it was a challenge.
Wow, that's very interesting. I wouldn't have thought that. No, I would have thought that there'd be lots of producers, but I guess there are. And you're just saying that they didn't have the confidence to go into that space.
Yeah, like, there was a lot of people I hit up and they were like, oh yeah, I don't think I have anything suitable, or I'm not sure if I want to put myself out there yet. There was a lot of, like, uncertainty. And yeah, it was really hard because I would have loved to have, like, 10 tracks on that compilation, like the one now, but there just weren't 10 producers out there who were willing to give the tracks, you know. So yeah, I think it ended up being 4 or 5 tracks, and I mean, it was a great compilation. I was really happy with how it came together. But I really thought after that, I was like, okay, like, if we do a second compilation, it's going to be as difficult. So when I started reaching out to people for this compilation, I think it was really in the summer of last year, 2022, I really had kind of low expectations. I was like, okay, if I got five tracks again, I'd be happy with that, like five really good quality tracks. And it ended up being 10 tracks, and 10 really diverse tracks from people all over Ireland, kind of at all different levels, at all different kind of stages in their career. And I couldn't believe it. I was so excited. I thought it was amazing. I never dreamed of that. And yeah, I think like it's kind of unprecedented. I don't know if it's people feel more comfortable in music technology now, or if loads of people during all the lockdowns were just getting really good at producing at home and, you know, took up music production. I can't quite put my finger on any one thing, but regardless, it's a really positive thing. Like, we've doubled the amount of people on a compilation, and a lot of the people on this comp are artists that were quite under the radar. So I think it's really cool to give them this platform for people to hear their music.
Well, thanks very much for chatting to us, El. It was great to find out more about the Gash Collective. Yeah, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Thanks a million. This is El from Gash Collective, and you're about to listen to Rue Honeychild's track Grease Monkey from Gash Tracks Volume 2, our new compilation.
That was Grease Monkey by Rue Honeychild, which is available now on Gash Tracks Volume 2. You can buy it from Bandcamp and you can stream it from all the usual places. All the little bits of ambient music that I've been playing underneath that interview and in my links are also from the Gash Tracks Volume 2 collection. So there's some really great bits, great mixture of stuff. Big thanks to Elle for agreeing to talk to me, for me to learn a little bit more about the Gash Collective. Next up, we have a track by Swimmers Jackson. This one is called Now Is All.
Time was all we had to make use with those plans. The best laid go to ruin any time. There is no honeymoon. You won't see me too soon. It's good to get to know your goodness now, 'cause now is all we got. Practice what you preach, encourage and teach. Everybody's shouting, no one's listening. Come on up, calm down. Read to find the facts out. Shutting up, not shutting down is how. 'Cause now it's all we got. Now it's all. Now it's all we got. Till we fall. Till we fall.
Now it's all we got. Now it's all we got. on my therapy, but I don't want your name on there.
That is the sounds there of the brilliant Whale, a great band coming out of Ireland at the moment. That's from their first album, called Attachment Styles, which approaches issues like gender, sexuality and toxic masculinity. A real breath of fresh air in the post-punk scene here in Ireland, doing great things and hopefully going on to release many more great albums. Next up, we got one by Rowdy Outsider. This one is called Two Dead Cats.
I
great stuff. That is Really Good Time, one of the hot prospects on the Dublin scene at the moment. They describe themselves as a mixture between LCD Sound System and the Pixies in a blender with some cheap speed. I can also hear a little bit of Queens of the Stone Age in there. Yeah, great stuff. Really looking forward to checking them out in the future. That track is called Victory Button. Next up we have TA Narrative, which is a duo from Limerick, Tara and Anna. They are united by their love of art, literature, feminism, culture, and their sound spans everything from post-punk to electronic to pop. This track is called Love's Hold. This last track is the last track of the show. Hope you've enjoyed it. It's by David Kitt. It's off his album Idiot Check, and the track is called Not So Soon. Until next time.
Saw forever in an attitude. Pure invention staring back at you. I got a bad, bad feeling. Mikey's home now with the TV on. One side story, one side's only song.
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Indire, featured song.
This week's featured song, chosen by Near FM in Dublin, is Junkyard Graveyard by Lunch Machine.
Independent Radio Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.